Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Final Four and the National Championship. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Dylan Moore down.
Here we go. Hey, big thanks to Root Sports, the Mariners, Dave Sims, Mike Flowers, Mike Flowers' mailman, Dave Sims' fourth grade teacher, and all the kids that trick-or-treated at Aaron Goldsmith's house on Halloween. I want to make sure we get everybody covered. The last thing we need, Jackson, is lawyers showing up at our front door claiming copyright, trademark infringement, all that stuff. So, joining us right now on the radio station, one of the heroes of last night. They were done. They were dead. Down 6-1. And they came back with a sixth spot in the eighth inning, including that double you heard right there. Mariner second baseman Dylan Moore joining us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I'm really excited to have fans back in the stadium, and it was awesome. How are you guys doing?
We are good, and we agree. It was incredible to see fans back in the ballpark. I was one of them last night with a buddy of mine, and it was a long time coming. Talk about just kind of what the experience was like and what it's meant to not just you, but also your teammates, to have people, actual people, and not cardboard cutouts in those seats.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. For those of us who had it, you know, the year before last, it was awesome to have it back. And for those guys who who made their debut last year without anybody in the stands, you know, it was really cool for them to get that experience. And it's different, man. It's a different atmosphere. You know, they tried the artificial sound, crowd noise or whatever last year. But, nothing beats the roar of the crowd in a big moment like that. It was really cool.
Dylan, we normally just talk about crowd noise during football games, certainly not baseball games that have only 9,000 people there. But Scott Servais said it was a factor last night for you guys.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that. I think that there's special moments in the game of baseball that you don't find in time sports. You know, with the time and the clock and everything in football and basketball. But you have to get everyone has to get 27 outs to win a ball game, and some of those outs are more stressful than others, and the fans can feel that. You can sense that, and it comes as an overwhelming sense of just pressure. To some people and especially to the road team. And I think that the fans really helped out last night in getting that emotion, getting that spark going.
Tell us about that eighth inning last night. You guys hang a sixth spot on San Francisco. Tell us about kind of that whole thing and what you thought maybe got that thing sparked.
Yeah, well, they had a good, Gausman pitched very well for them last night. He's a good pitcher. He's got a three-pitch mix with, he could throw everything for strikes. And so once we got him out of the ballgame, we knew we had to, we were down and we just wanted to take it one pitch at a time. And that's what we did. We had really good ABs there at the end and put a lot of pressure on the pitchers and controlled the zone. And, it was kind of contagious there. You know, we batted around and everyone felt like they, passed the torch to the next guy to and try not to do too much. And we're taking our walks and getting the hits in the right situations.
Dylan, it worked for you last night, but what's your take on runner at second to start extra innings?
It's different. But, there's change is constant in the game, whether it's small or large. I think that it shortens the game. For the pitchers over 162 games, it's not as much stress on them. And, you don't have these games going into 14, 15, 16 innings, or at least you hope you don't. But, it's definitely different, but it's something we got to get used to, something we got to practice and see and strategize and see what works best to get that run across to win the ballgame.
I was going to say, how do things change strategy-wise for you guys with that new rule?
Well, I think that there's a lot of pressure put on the pitcher that comes in. He's got to be able to field a bunt if it's a bunting situation and kind of get that guy out or see maybe if we can walk this guy and put a double play in. It depends on if you're home or away. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but I just think that you kind of just play it as like the first guy got a leadoff double and you got nobody out with the runner on second. It just depends on who's on second. There's a lot of factors that go into it. And, I think we'll see as time goes on, especially this year, there'll be a kind of a transformation in how different teams play this new rule, the runner on second in extra innings. And I think that there'll be new ideas and there'll be new ideas implemented in how to win the game from that perspective.
Dylan, you guys were really aggressive against Gausman early in the game. Didn't work out well for you. So was there kind of a conscious shift in philosophy later on in the game to just see more pitches?
Yeah, it could have been first night jitters. You know, everyone, there's the first, you know, the first of every major league season is, you know, over excitement and over, you know, you're kind of a little bit more, you know, the heart rate gets up there a little more than usual. So maybe that could have had a factor with it. But, you know, once everyone got one or two ABs under their belt, then, you know, we went back to what we were doing all spring training and a lot of last year. That's controlling the zone. Gausman pitched his tail off and he did really well last night. And so, you know, you kind of just have to, you know, you got to weather the storm with a guy like that who's pitching really well. And then once he gets out, you got to get the next guy. And that's basically what we did. And I like how, you know, nobody really panicked. And we just kept putting good ABs together. And we ended up, you know, winning the game.
What's the vibe like inside that clubhouse and really inside that organization where you have, let's face it, a lot of inexperience on that roster? You know, we talked yesterday about how I think Kyle Seager's got like 5,000 PAs in the game and every other starter combined last night had less than 4,000. And Mitch had 1,500 of those, for crying out loud. So what's the vibe like with a young team where everyone, for the most part, is coming up together?
Yeah, I think, wow, that's a crazy stat now that you bring it up. But yeah, I think everyone who is coming up and new is kind of just showing what they can do and then hopefully adding to their experience, adding to their knowledge, learning about what is different at the major league level. And you know, it's exciting. It's exciting to watch these young guys kind of learn and morph into the player that they're going to be in their career. And it's just so early. It's so early, right? We try to help them as much as we can. You know, cause we've been through it, some more recently than others, but, you know, it's really fun to watch these young guys come up and play and show us what they can do.
Yeah, the stat is Seager, this is before last night's game, had 5,534 plate appearances. The rest of last night's lineup had 3,912 combined, and 1,400 of those came from Mitch Haniger. So that's basically my way, Dylan, of calling Kyle Seager old, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you did that. You did that little, but yeah, the backdoor compliment.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he kind of looked at as maybe an OG in some ways and a mentor for you guys in that clubhouse?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's a guy with a lot of knowledge, you know, like you said, 5,000 plus ABs. He's been a really great player his whole career. And you know, with guys with experience and success like that in the big leagues, you want to be able to approach them and ask them how they did it or more specific questions about their play and how they have been so consistent over the course of a full season. And beyond. And so, you know, he's great with the younger guys and with us. And, you know, obviously it's great to have somebody like that you can go to for advice.
You're actually one of the veterans on this team. You've been here for 3 years, even though it seems like you're still a very young player, which you are. But how different are you now in 2021 than you were in 2019, your first year with the M's?
Well, I just, like I was saying earlier, with these new guys coming up, I learned a lot in 2019. Coming off the bench is no small feat, and I learned how to you know, kind of take it day by day, and you know, not try not to put too much pressure on any one AB, and just kind of go with the flow in that sense. And then last year, I was playing every single day, and that was a little bit different. And so, kind of this year, I've taken what I've learned the past 2 years, and to just try and create the most consistent player that I can be. You know, over the course of 162 games, you know, last night was one game and it was, you know, it was a long one, and, you know, we're going to have many more of those. And so the key is to be as consistent as possible. You know, some nights the pitching's going to be off, some nights the hitting's going to be off, but if we can be consistent as a team, we're going to win a lot of ball games. And I think that's where I've learned the most and become a more mature baseball player.
I love it. Listen, man, great stuff. Great stuff last night. Congrats on win number one. Many, many more to come, hopefully in 2021. Go get the Giants again tonight, and we'll talk soon, man. Appreciate this.
Thanks, Dylan.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You bet, man. Great stuff from Dylan Moore, Mariners second baseman. After last night's win, we'll get a break. A little fun with audio slash, hey, did you hear that?
What's that, Dick?
Coming up at 420 right here on Softy and Dick on 950 KJ.